You're listening to SBS News.
The new federal government is taking shape as Labor announces its official ministry with strong female representation. Under Labor rules, the factions agree on the makeup of the front bench and the Prime Minister allocates which portfolios they hold. Tanya Plibersek, Catherine King, Claire O'Neill and Michelle Rowland are among the women appointed as government ministers. West Australian MP Anne Ali from the Left faction will join the ministry in the early childhood education portfolio, with some suggesting it's recognition of the enormous gains in Western Australia. Christy McBain, who holds the southern New South Wales seat of Ida Monaro, becomes the Minister for Regional Development. Richard Marles is Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister, while Mark Dreyfus is the Attorney General. Tony Burke will be the Employment and Workplace Relations Minister and will also take on the Arts portfolio. Senate Leader Penny Wong will be sworn in as Foreign Affairs Minister. Jim Chalmers is Treasurer, while Katie Gallagher will be sworn in as Finance Minister, Minister for Women and Minister for Public Service. Anthony Albanese held the first Labor caucus since being sworn in as the country's 31st Prime Minister. Much like his election victory speech, the importance of discipline, party unity and inclusivity were at the heart of the leader's address.
We need to change the way that politics operates in this country. We need to be more inclusive. We need to be prepared to reach out. We need to be prepared to engage on those issues. We can do that in this parliament. My objective is to not keep this room as it is. My objective is to grow.
Mr. Albanese says the party has won its 77th seat. That's one seat beyond the 76th threshold for majority government. Incumbent Labor MP Fiona Phillips retains the New South Wales seat of Gilmore. Counting continues for the remaining seat in doubt, Deakin, in Victoria. While addressing his agenda for the year ahead, Mr. Albanese announced the 47th Federal Parliament will open on July the 26th. The PM reiterated his commitment to implementing the Uluru Statement from the Heart, including an Indigenous voice to Parliament. He also said he'd introduce a National Integrity Commission. Senator Pat Dodson has been appointed as Special Envoy for Reconciliation, and he'll also oversee the implementation of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, while Linda Burney is Minister for Indigenous Australians. Mr. Albanese also took the opportunity to highlight his government's first accomplishments, off the back of Foreign Minister Penny Wong's trip to the Solomon Islands and his own trip to Japan to meet with his Quad counterparts.
We changed the statement that was made, and they very much welcomed our changed position on climate change. We're joining again the global effort, which we needed to do after 9 wasted years. And waste is what I want to talk about in 2 areas. I want to remind you that you shouldn't waste a day in government. We don't intend to.
Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers agrees the new government is facing significant economic challenges it needs to address immediately. He says his predecessors left massive discrepancies within the national budget that will take years to fix. But Mr. Chalmers has ruled out introducing a budget repair levy, which was once imposed on Australia's top earners under Tony Abbott's prime ministership in 2014. Instead, the new Treasurer told Sky News the government will look to make savings.
You know, we think the first port of call is to trim spending. We've already proposed $11.5 billion in budget improvements a couple of days before the election, so that's our priority.
Meanwhile, the Nationals Party has seen a change of leadership. Ousted Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says he had planned to transition from heading the party in mid-term after negotiations for a new coalition agreement. The Nationals retained all of their seats at the federal election under Mr. Joyce, but his leadership was challenged by David Littleproud and Darren Chester. Mr. Littleproud is the party's new leader, and he's told the Nine Network he'll bring a different style of leadership to the role.
This isn't a reflection on Barnaby's leadership. This was just about who was prepared to lead the party to 2025 election. And I was prepared to start that journey today because it is a big journey. We've got a long way to go. And we've got to start that not just with a leader that's prepared to be there in 2025, but be able to put a team that is going to be there in 2025, not shift gears halfway through. And that was the determination the party room got to. It's quite humbling that they've invested that in me.
Mr. Littleproud has promised to reset his party's agenda to end the climate wars and instead pursue a market-based solution to guide farmers through the challenges of global warming. Mr. Joyce will remain the member for the New South Wales seat of New England for the full term. He says the premature loss of leadership is a weight off his shoulders.
I went to the election saying that I'd hold, on behalf of my colleagues, I'd hold every seat. And we did that, got close to winning another two. We've got ourselves another Senate position. I always said, and I'm surprised it never leaked, I always said I was transitioning out of the leadership, and that was what I was going to do. I probably didn't want to do it yesterday, but that's life, you know, that's politics. And now there's a new leadership team, and I wish them all the very, very best.
The new Deputy Liberal Leader, Susan Lee, says the party should revisit the issue of gender quotas. She says she hopes to tour the country and hold personal conversations to win back female voters.
It is the case that many women abandoned us at the last election, but many women chose to vote for us. And I also want to reassure those who voted for us that we're still here for core Liberal Party values for everyday Australians.
Why do you think they walked away from you?
I think there were many reasons, and I think those reasons are too diverse to sum up in a single sentence.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.